This is Mike Johnson with the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, June the 4th. Investors on Wall Street seem only to be finding reasons to buy rather than sell shares at the moment, but they are eyeing the economic situation in Europe with some concern, as I heard from Jim Labenthal at Labenthal Asset Management in New York.
Well, it's the path of least resistance right now is up, and there was very little news today. There is, however, anticipation of the European Central Bank's meetings tomorrow, as well as the U.S. Labor report on Friday, both of which have the ability to move the market. And what the market is telling you is that basically it wants to go higher. This is the so-called melt-up. We've set another record, I believe, on the S&P 500 today. And even in the quietest of news, the direction, the trend is up.
Why does it matter to investors in New York what the European Central Bank does or does not do to try to engineer some kind of greater recovery in Europe?
Well, that's a very good question, and I think there's many reasons why. Any of our listeners might disagree or agree with some of them. But, to start with, the fact that the European Central Bank is placing such pressure downward on interest rates across the curve is also having the effect here in the U.S., we believe, of keeping interest rates low. So we're a little bit flummoxed in the U.S. that the 10-year Treasury is 2.5%. But that's not inconceivable against a market environment in which German bonds are lower. And, geez, even Italian and Greek bonds yield about 4%. So it does have a direct effect in that regard on interest rates. Lower interest rates helps the U.S. economy. But also, you know, we are the earth is getting flatter, and European economies are intertwined with the U.S. economies and vice versa. So to the extent that the European Central Bank promotes growth in Europe, that will definitely help in the U.S. as well.
Jim Labenthal. Well, the Dow ended the day up a tenth of 1% at 16,737. Earlier, London's main share index, that was lower. It closed down a third of a percent at 6,818. The oil price, July New York light crude, that was down 27 cents at $102.39 a barrel. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.